An update on the wildfire burning at 8.5 Mile on the Haines Highway. The Haynesboro Assembly is still working on its FY20 budget, and Skagway narrows down its year-long search for a permanent borough manager. Also, if you didn't get your fill of pollen news last week, we've got another report on hazy skies coming up. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories are up next. The U.S. Forest Service and some Haines volunteer firefighters are still working to contain the 8.5 Mile fire. The state of Alaska and the U.S. Forest Service have a cooperative agreement that says any wildland fires burning more than 300 feet from the road fall under federal jurisdiction. So 8 U.S. Forest Service firefighters arrived in Haines around midday on Tuesday to help the Haynesboro and Klahini Valley volunteer fire departments fight the 8.5 Mile fire. 12 more Forest Service firefighters fly into Haines Wednesday, and another fire engine will arrive by ferry. Paul Robbins from U.S. Forest Service says that 4 local volunteer firefighters are still helping battle the blaze.
They're cutting hand line and using hose lays to fight the fire right now. Those hose lays are supported by the Haines Volunteer Fire Department water tankers.
He says the fire is 10% contained and not spreading. It is a 4-acre fire. U.S. Forest Service revised its previous estimate of 5 acres once they got on the ground in Haines. Vertical and near-vertical terrain make some parts of the fire inaccessible to the ground crew. Helicopter support is dropping buckets of water on this area. The fire crew is hoping that forecasted rain will drop some water on the fire as well.
Tomorrow, there's going to be milder burning conditions with lower temps and some moisture. So the incident commander was happy to see that. Hopefully that will help the efforts.
There are no reported injuries, road closures, or evacuations at this time. The new fiscal year starts in a little more than a month, and the Haynesboro still needs to pass an operating budget for 2020. At a meeting of the Borough Assembly Tuesday, members of the public raised concerns about the budget process and requested more time to provide input on proposed cuts. Reporter Henry Leisha has more.
At the start of April, Haynesboro manager Deborah Schnabel released the first draft of the operating budget for fiscal year 2020. The manager's budget avoided cuts while increasing spending for the library and police department. In an interview last week, Schnabel said decisions about where to cut the municipal budget are up to the assembly.
I mean, certainly if I'm directed to reduce the government, I will do that. But I don't think I will do it in a way that takes away from the staff what it is that they have to work with. We will have to talk about cutting programs rather than, you know, just doing more with less.
So this week, Assemblymember Brenda Josephson drafted a set of budget cuts for consideration. She proposed to reduce spending on the library, museum, and stipends for the Borough Assembly. Library Director Carolyn Goolsby expressed concerns about the proposed cuts. According to Goolsby, the proposed 10% reduction in the library's budget would have a significant impact on the services available to the public.
Fewer hours per day open, possibly completely getting rid of essential services that we provide in some cases, and fewer programs that we can offer, fewer hours of meeting rooms for people to use.
Haines Sheldon Museum Director Helen Alton said that the proposed $46,000 cut to the museum is equivalent to the salary for a full-time paid position. Representatives from the museum and library said they were caught off guard by the proposed cuts. Library Board Vice President Margaret Friedenauer said they need more time to plan for cuts of this size.
It makes the timing difficult now that this is at second reading, 1 month before the new fiscal year is to take effect.
No action was taken on Josephson's proposed budget cuts. However, the Assembly agreed to hold a third public hearing on the borough's operating budget on June 11th. While budget cuts were a concern for some who attended the meeting Tuesday, others worried about increasing spending on the police department. On Tuesday, the Assembly voted to cover a roughly $30,000 overrun in spending by the police department this year. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt opposed the decision.
I'm voting against the more funding for the police.
Thanks.
Second, so we've had $90,000 budget overruns in 2 years, and it's unacceptable.
Police Chief Heath Scott said the department is short-staffed and that overspending is related to paying for overtime and standby time while he was injured. There are still some variables affecting the borough's budget that are unknown. The governor and legislature have yet to resolve several state budget issues that could affect the funding coming into the borough. Whether or not those issues are resolved at the state level, the borough must pass a final budget by June 15th. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Skagway's manager search committee narrowed the 12-candidate field to 6 for the borough manager position. The municipality is performing background checks on the applicants before they schedule interviews. Interim manager Tom Healy says once a candidate is offered the position, it can still take 60 to 90 days to get them in place. Skagway has been hunting for a borough manager since last year. Borough clerk Emily Deitch and borough treasurer Heather Rodig jointly filled the position until the municipality hired Tom Healy as interim borough manager. Healy will serve until June 7th. At the special assembly meeting on Thursday, the assembly will discuss another interim manager appointment. Healy says they are considering a local candidate for the position. That person will fill in until a permanent borough manager is selected. Hazy skies observed Monday over much of Alaska's southeast panhandle are expected to linger over the next few days. A high-pressure system has effectively kept a lid on the atmosphere. Meteorologist Wes Adkins at the National Weather Service's Juneau office says the haze comes from a number of sources.
One, we've got forest fires from Western Canada that have kind of given us particulates in the atmosphere. We also have pollen, and a lot of people are talking about the pollen. We haven't had a lot of rain, so it hasn't, you know, cleared out the atmosphere that much. And the other thing is just, you know, kind of background particulates associated with cars, vehicles, boats, and so forth.
Warm weather caused higher tree pollen production, which has blanketed much of the region in a fine green and yellowish dust.
I do sense that we'll get some haziness lingering into this week, but this weekend I think we'll have a little bit stronger systems coming in, so that might do a better job of cleaning up the atmosphere.
That means cleansing rain showers could wash away both the pollen dust and particulates hanging low in the sky. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. This evening's cast included a report from Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick.